Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up at 8:45, right before Mike Rizzo from the Nats joins us, EB is going to do a commercial break film study for a guy who might slip to the Wizards at number 6 because his stock is apparently dropping, Ace Bailey out of Rutgers.
When am I doing that?
You're doing that at 8:45.
All right.
So you got some time to break down the game of Ace Bailey and grade him and figure out how he would work with the Wizards' current roster. So that's coming up at 8:45. So we wanted to get into the Commanders here, and this is just speculation at this point. Uh-huh. This is just a rumor. This is not a report of any kind. Mm. But Lake Lewis Jr., who's worked in this market for I think around 15 years,
okay,
he claims that he's a Commanders insider on his Twitter at Lake Lewis Jr.
He just got his own thing going.
Yeah. He was on the VTRN Sports Lynchburg podcast yesterday. And he believes that Terry McLaurin will receive a contract extension worth anywhere from $36 to $37 million per year value, which would make him the second highest paid wideout in the NFL, only behind Jamar Chase of the Bengals.
Because he's getting about 40, right?
He's at 40, like 0.25.
So that would be more than Justin Jefferson.
It would be more than Justin Jefferson if this were to come to fruition.
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as I saw this, my eyebrows were raised. I mean, that just seems like a high number for. I love.
I don't think they're going to give him $37 million.
I don't think that Adam Peters is going to give him a deal where he's going to reach that sort of number. But
I mean, could they sign him? Could they give him $37 million a year, but only give him a 2-year deal?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know if McLaurin's signing that.
I mean, he probably wants more years tacked onto his deal.
Yeah,
more
he probably wants
money.
A 4-year deal and 3 years guaranteed, or maybe 4 years guaranteed.
I would guess.
I would think he would be in that $27 to $30 million range.
Oh, I think he's going to be. I think it's going to start with a 3, but I don't think the second number is going to be a 6 or a 7.
I don't. That sounds too high.
I think Adam Peters is going to balk at that number.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't see them giving him that much money, I mean, unless there were less years.
If they were really talking about that kind of number, I don't think you'd be hearing the rumblings that he is frustrated right, with like the progression of negotiations.
Here's what you would hear. You would hear tires screeching for Terry to drive to Commander's Park and to sign the deal. Like, it would be signed already. Right?
Yes.
Well, it depends on the years. And that's all the way
structured. Was, like I said, if it was only 2 years, he's probably not signed.
At the end of the day, all the guys care about is their guaranteed money.
Right.
However you get it.
Never fall for the big number that you see. All that matters is the signing bonus and the guaranteed money.
Right.
Because all those years at the end, they can be voided, and that's money that generally these guys are not going to see.
Right.
But, if he got a deal that averaged $36 to $37 million per year, kudos to his agent. If that's the case, I just think it's going to fall short of that number. I don't know how much I read into that report.
The fully
Unless
guaranteed,
Lake Lewis is completely plugged in with Terry McLaurin, he's getting skinny that nobody else is.
The fully guaranteed numbers for the top receivers in the league. Jamar Chase.
What's he getting?
His fully guaranteed is $74 million.
Right.
Okay.
What's
he's his average per year is just over $40 million.
Wow.
Total guaranteed 109, but fully guaranteed. Now, I don't know the difference between that, the total guaranteed and the fully guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know.
So let's just go with total guarantee.
Right.
All right, so Jamar Chase is at 109.8. Justin Jefferson's total guarantee is at 110. He's getting
so
about...
they're basically the same.
He's getting about $35 million a year.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb is getting $34 million a year. He's got a total guarantee of 100. DK Metcalf is getting $33 million. All right, so you're going down about $1 million for
each. I think he's
going
to land right around where DK Metcalf's number is, like 33, 33 and a half, 34.
That's who he most compares favorably to in regards to age and everything else.
Right. Same draft class.
Yeah.
I think that's about where he's going to get slotted in. I mean, if he breaks the bank and gets 36 or 37 million, great for him.
He's not going to get more per year than Justin Jefferson.
Nobody thinks that.
Or CeeDee Lamb.
No, but it's going to, I'm telling you, I have no knowledge of it. It's just, it's obvious. It's got to be arguing over the years, right? Because he's in that weird spot where this is like his last big one.
Yep.
And they want to reward him, but they don't want to be on the hook for 2 years right. that are just brutal.
I'm just going to come up with a number I think total works guess, for everybody. Let's go 3 years, $35 million per AAV, with $85 million guaranteed.
It sounds
low. How does that not get done?
It sounds low on the guarantee. Right? Compared to what
$85 million guaranteed sounds low?
Not to me. Of course, I'd sign it in 2 seconds. You think he's going to get...
No, I mean, compared to like Justin Jefferson and...
But
$85 million would be more than DK Metcalf and AJ Brown, guaranteed.
Okay.
Those guys are younger.
But those guys signed their deals
a year and a half ago. Like, how long is DK's deal?
I think it's 5 years.
And what is the guarantee you said, Jason?
His guarantee's 80.
Yeah, so I don't think $85 million guaranteed is outrageous.
Might be good. I don't know if
I think I just negotiated the deal right here on the radio.
Maybe I don't know. I'm gonna go under that a little bit.
You're looking at me mockingly.
Not if Terry says that doesn't work for me. I want the fourth. I need a fourth.
How would this
year.
Not work?
Because he's gonna want that. Because he knows when his contract's up, he ain't gonna get another 40. Like to get the 40 plus per year, you got to get it now. It's now or never.
I have to go back to the drawing board.
You got
to
remember, out of all of those top receivers, he's besides Tyreek Hill, he's the oldest receiver.
Right.
He's going to want the CeeDee Lamb deal. 4 years.
$100 million?
$100 million guaranteed, and 136 overall.
Yeah, I don't know if I... I don't think... I know he wants that, but I just don't know if they're going to give him that. If he was 28, all right. Lock it up.
Do you think if they actually... Because there's all kinds of reports, and they're just pure speculation. And they're probably bot accounts that are saying, oh, the Patriots. Oh, who was it?
They're going to say the Lions. The Jets are going to trade for Terry McLaurin and Austin Eckler.
I mean, it's shocking. Yeah. I mean, they're probably bots, okay, that are putting this out there. But they're like, yeah, they traded for a second rounder and an ex-Pro Bowl tight end. Or
a second
whatever.
Rounder and a fifth rounder.
Right.
Yeah.
Would the fan base be outraged?
Oh, yeah.
You think?
I think so.
I personally would, but then you also have that percentage of the fan base that's real nerdy, and they have their calculators and all their pens in their pocket, and they think it's a good move to not spend the money, right?
I don't think the fans really care. They just want to win ball games, and they know McLaurin needs to be on the field.
I know. I don't care, but there's a bizarre, in my opinion, they're bizarre people that they really care about how they allocate the money.
Maybe a small subset
of people.
I don't think fans of teams want their team to sign a bad deal.
They don't want you to sign a bad deal, but I also think, personally, that's just my view, that you can always work around it.
Well, I don't think Adam Peters would sign a bad deal because he has some loyalty to Terry McLaurin.
Well, he doesn't really have any particular loyalty. He's been here for an hour, but... He knows how beloved he is in the community, and that just he'll figure it out when the time comes.
Well, that's GM malpractice. If the fan base is going to revolt, even though he wants 5 years, $40 million a year,
that's not happening.
If that's what he wants, you're a GM, and
he can want that all he wants, doesn't mean he's going to get it.
He's got to be realistic.
Yeah, I mean, Adam Peters
is not
going to
wants 5 years.
Being hyperbolic, but saying, like, Adam Peters isn't going to step into a bad deal.
Yeah, but
I think Peters and
got to be room for a compromise.
And McLaurin's agent, they both know what the appropriate deal is based on his age. But if he gets $30 million a year, and let's just say it's $80 million guaranteed, that's $80 million he's getting guaranteed. Mm-hmm. $80 million.
I know. I don't know how at the end of the day you could turn that down.
And is he going to squander over a $10 million when he wants $90 million guaranteed versus 80?
Well, the other thing is you got to remember these guys feel like they're setting the market for the next crop coming up, right? There's a little bit of pride that they have. Actually, there's a lot of pride.
Yeah, the money's going to keep going up, no doubt.
But they don't want to be accused of taking a bad deal.
Well, yeah, Terry doesn't want to take a bad deal because it's a disservice to other wide receivers.
Yeah, guys coming up, like, and
you
it looks bad.
Like, you wouldn't take, say you're retiring and you're old, like, you wouldn't take an offer below market value for your house because you're kind of screwing your community. Like, you wouldn't do that. That's kind of what Terry wouldn't do.
Right.
Like, Terry's not going to take this huge, huge team-friendly deal because it hurts all of these upper echelon receivers down the road.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to take a bad deal. I think they're just going to come to agreement. They're going to meet in the middle, and the number's going to be, when you see the number, you're going to go, oh my gosh.
What do you think?
That's unbelievable.
So do you think no matter what, you're still where you were 2 weeks ago, despite the reports that he was maybe unhappy with the situation, you know, probably stemming from the agent?
Mm-hmm.
You think at the end of the day, you're still very confident this is going to get done?
Yes. I believe he will be in training camp.
And
it might happen sometime during training camp, but I think he will be at training camp.
Who's going to so-called win the negotiation?
I mean, I think they're both going to win.
Both sides are going to be happy at the end of the day. Terry's going to get paid, and Washington's going to have their number one wideout under
contract for
3 or 4 years.
How many years guaranteed is he going to get? Like, he might get $80 million, but how many years do you think realistically he could expect to squeeze? I don't think he's going to sign a three-year deal.
Well, maybe it's a four-year deal, but three of it's guaranteed.
Three of it will be guaranteed, and that fourth year, when it's not guaranteed, that's when it's just worthless.
And that total guarantee is, I mean, some of these, because look, I mean, Jamar Chase signed a $161 million deal, but only $110 is guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody's getting a fully guaranteed deal.
Maybe
you're like a quarterback, unless you're like Kirk Cousins, and you're just a mastermind. At negotiating,
maybe
it'll
be one of those Snyder specials like he did with McNabb. Remember, like before the Monday night game, mm-hmm. and they announced like a big extension, but really it was just nubs and very little guaranteed money. So maybe they could announce like a 5-year deal, $160 million to make him feel good, but really it looked good, but really only $80 million of guaranteed.
I think that was
there's a void year when
amateurs were running the front office for the Commanders.
Yeah, but maybe that would be good. Maybe that's not a bad idea. Get a splashy number, but really only 80 of it's guaranteed. So you could say, hey, I signed a $150 million deal.
I think he's going to, that's where the number of guarantee is going to be, right around 80.
80 million?
Yeah.
It's probably a solid number considering some of the other.
I mean, based on the numbers that we're looking at, even though some of these guys are younger, I think McLaurin plays younger than his age.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to be in that 80.
Let's go to Kevin in D.C. Kevin, what's up, buddy? Y'all with the Junks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Now, I don't see what's taking so long. Josh Harris, you paid an often-injured Joel Embiid in Philly, and you just gave a washed-up Paul George $200 million. Pay somebody that's producing before you lose your fan base you just gathered, man.
Mm. Don't you think eventually it's going to get done, though?
Yeah, but I just don't – honestly, I love Terry, but I don't think he's worth Jamar Chase money. People got to realize what it do to your team down the road. Like, if you're a player and you care about the team and care about winning, you're taking a lot of money, it handicaps your team down the road.
Yeah, but the salary cap's going up every single year. Like, I know the numbers are astronomical and they sound crazy.
I love Terry. Tell Terry to give me a 100-catch season.
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
put that – That could be some of the words in his contract for a sentence. He want money. Give me 100 catch season instead of 82. His highs is 82.
But I would agree with you. I don't think he deserves as much as Jamar Chase. I mean, Jamar Chase is 5 years younger.
I don't think anybody's saying he deserves more than Chase, but maybe in that fifth or sixth or seventh, you know, when it's your time to get paid, you get paid a little bit more than what you're worth because you know the next crop's going to keep getting more and you're going to keep falling down.
I just think that $80 million number is pretty
good. Would you be upset if they gave him $80 million guaranteed?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No way at all.
Yeah, you'd be fine with that.
I'd be fine to give him $10 million guarantee. I just need him in training camp. But I think he's such a good guy. I think he'll be there, though.
I tend to agree with you. I think he is such a and good guy.
Just remember,
I think we deserve a team friendly contract from him. We gave him a lot of money on that extension. If you look at the numbers at that time,
so you want him to take a hometown
discount?
You want
to take a bad deal? Is what you're basically saying? Well, so he's in camp.
Take a hometown discount.
I want to. It depends on what a bad deal is, man. Like you say, he's 30. He hasn't had a 100 catch season. Like, put a lot of incentives in his contract to equal out to more money.
I mean, just look at the list of quarterbacks throwing him the ball before Jaden Daniels. And for the most part, you're going to realize why he didn't have a 100-catch season.
Everybody throwing him the ball.
Right. You know, for whatever it's worth, I mean, everyone says Aaron Rodgers is a piece of crap and they don't like it. He signed for, like, nothing. He signed to play with the Steelers
he's basically 41.
For fun. For 13
months.
He's
41 years old.
Different deal, but he's used to being paid, like, $30, $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's another guy who just has more money than God, so he doesn't have to worry about money.
Right.
All right, don't forget Mike Rizzo.
But it'll get done.
Mike Rizzo from the Nats will join us in a little over an hour. That's coming up at 9 a.m. You don't want to miss that. The largest fireworks store on the East Coast is now open. Did you hear that, Valdez? It's called Gorilla Fireworks, the largest selection of major brands of the good stuff, including firecrackers, rockets, mortars, artillery shells, repeaters, Roman candles, fountains, and much more. And you don't have to drive to Pennsylvania or south of the border either. Just 30 minutes from the DMV, Gorilla Fireworks, located in Charlestown, West Virginia, 1 mile from the Hollywood Casino. Great deals all year long with our entire inventory. Either buy one, get one free, or buy one, get two free. Hurry in before the 4th of July frenzy starts. Let Gorilla Fireworks light up your sky on your 4th of July.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.